We're going to go now to Dan Payne, a Democratic media consultant who's worked on previous Kerry campaigns, and Todd Domke, Republican media strategist. They're both with us from the studios of WGBH in Boston. Gentlemen, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Good morning.
Dan Payne first, then Todd Domke. An ad war seems to be looming between the two campaigns. President Bush is not limited in his spending for the next few weeks until he formally accepts the nomination. Senator Kerry is. What's your best advice for each candidate? Dan Payne?
Well, don't spend any money in August that you don't have to, and hope that the other groups, the so-called 527 groups, put money in, because I wouldn't spend any money from the Kerry coffers until I was convinced that whatever bump and goodwill that came out of the convention had worn off. And that may not happen for another week or 10 days.
We should explain the 527s you're referring to are, for example, groups like MoveOn.org, who do essentially run issue commercials, but they are not formally part of the campaign.
Correct. And sometimes they're very tough. On the Democratic side, they've spent most of their money attacking Bush.
Todd Domke?
Well, obviously, there will be some independent expenditure groups helping go after the Democrats as well. But yes, Bush will have, during this window of opportunity, more money to spend. And they'll have to drive home the contrast. They'll want to frame what the choice is about in a way that works to Bush's advantage.
Let me ask this question perfectly seriously. By the time the election rolls around, who will have more money or who would have gone through more money, the Republicans or the Democrats? And let's add the 527 groups to get some real measure on it.
Well, the campaigns themselves are both limited to $75 million. That's assuming Bush agrees to go along with taking the presidential campaign fund monies, which every nominee has done voluntarily since the program was started. I don't think this election is going to be won or lost on who spends money or who spends money in which state.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Dan. It'll be roughly comparable between the two if you count all of the allies. For example, labor unions have been spending and will spend a huge amount. And
to match the Chamber of Commerce spending.
Yes, although, the labor unions actually spend a lot more than business interests. But if you do count all the independent expenditure and both the campaign committees of both parties and all the rest, it'll be roughly the same.
Dan Payne, if it were up to you, what use would you make of John Edwards?
Oh, Edwards, I think, is a marvelous prosecutor, even though he was a defense attorney. I would have Edwards out making the case against Bush and Cheney all the time until he gets tired of it and until we've got his lines memorized.
Mm-hmm. I agree that Edwards is a great stump speaker and obviously was dazzling with the jury. But during a campaign, especially in these final months, you don't have a chance to speak like with the jury for a protracted period of time. And Edwards was something of a disappointment in his acceptance speech at the Democratic convention. He was kind of a Johnny one note, and then you wonder, well, how much more is there to this guy? Could he become, as Dan Quayle was, someone perceived as not having government experience or gravitas
please.
to really compete?
Edwards and Quayle in the same sentence? I don't believe it.
Well, but so far, that has been the case since he emerged at the convention, where he's kind of running around with Kerry in almost the way that Quayle did with Bush. And I'm just saying...
Let me preempt you so this just doesn't become a kind of traditional tit-for-tat. Todd Domke, a couple of weeks ago there was a flurry of talk that Vice President Cheney might be replaced on the ticket. Rumor and innuendo more than solid reports. Is that talk over now? Do you totally dismiss that idea?
I think it's unlikely. I think it would be a very personal decision by Cheney, probably, if he thought, looking at polls, that he was going to be such a drag on the ticket that he could cost Bush the election. I think he would probably volunteer privately that he step aside. And he, would not want to cost this president re-election.
If Bush needs to get rid of Cheney, if the Bush campaign decides they need to, because it's a matter of survival, they will pull the plug on him in a New York minute. Mm.
Are we past the point where the candidates can hope to raid each other's supporters?
I mean, it's perfectly conceivable. That's why the debates are such a big deal. But I think in this case, voters have sort of made up their minds about the policy positions of Bush and Kerry. What they're going to be doing is making somewhat unconsciously a decision about which of these two guys do I want to spend the next 4 years with.
You might not convince the other side, the supporters of the other candidate, to come over and vote for you, but in some cases, those people might be so discouraged that they might not turn out. And often that is the key in a close race.
We've been talking exclusively about President Bush and Senator Kerry. Ralph Nader is also running in a number of states to be determined. Is he still a factor?
No.
Yes.
That's wishful thinking by Todd.
Gentlemen, both, thanks very much. Republican media strategist Todd Domke and Democratic media consultant Dan Payne both speaking from WGBH in Boston.